Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's the ultimate business trip, flying in Emirates First Class. With your own fully enclosed private suite, you can order from an extensive international menu along with premium drinks. There's even a bar and an exclusive shower spa on the Emirates A380. Along with chauffeur-driven airport transfers and the Emirates Lounge, it's a better way to do business. Book now on Emirates.com.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV news briefly for Friday, the 18th of March. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full show. Volkswagen are delaying the reopening of their Zwickau plant. That's where the MEB cars are made. The electric vehicles, ID3, ID4, Cupra Born, Skoda Enyaq, etc. It's not going to reopen until the beginning of April for a very good reason. The lack of cable harnesses from the Ukraine, and rather than looking elsewhere, getting different suppliers and sources, VW saying they will support their colleagues and suppliers in Ukraine and will carry on purchasing them. It's just going to be slightly reduced supply for now, while obviously, you know, the situation with Russia's invasion of that country. Previously, they've been talking about the production break ending today, but clearly that's not going to happen. Mercedes-Benz next in the news, confirming, finally confirming, what we knew was coming anyway. 2024 is the release date of the EQG. Chairman Ola Källenius talking about the all-electric G. Won't be waiting for a dedicated platform. It'll be based on the combustion car. And it'll be fascinating to see what they do with that. Obviously, the whole thing is a slab drawn with straight lines and a ruler. It's not going to be aero-efficient in any way. The combustion car, you can drop 150 grand very easily. And that's a real cult vehicle, the G. And it's going to have a lot of fans who have got that money to spend on that vehicle wanting to go electric. Porsche are next in the news, saying that 80% of their cars sold will be pure electric, not hybrid or a plug-in, but pure electric by 2030. That's 4 out of 5 Porsches. And that's a brand that is all about speed, sportiness, track action. And they say, we're going full electric by 2030. 4 out of 5 cars. They've seen a big sales leap recently as well, $4.4 billion. That's $4.8 billion, €4.4 billion, I should say, their sales increase last year. Taycan really led the way, beating again the iconic Porsche 911. The next generation 718 or 718, depending on how you want to say it, is going to be all electric as well. They could do many things with their next gen 718, but battery electric, that's the way they're going to be going with that, shifting to pure electric to support cars like the Taycan and the all-electric Macan also in the lineup. Porsche confirming they will build its own network of EV charging stations. They will start building out a proprietary global network of charging stations, and they're starting next year in Germany, Switzerland and Austria. These chargers will be for Porsche drivers. They'll have lounges where you can go in and sip a barista coffee at your leisure. But hey, don't sit down. You better go back to your car. The damn thing's full. Those Porsches charge so quickly, you won't have too long to spend in the lounge. And of course, they'll still support the partnership they've got with Ionity and Electrify America for everybody else, the normals like you and I, to be using, but not the dedicated Porsche stations. Tesla restarting production in Shanghai after a two-day stoppage to do with part of the restriction of movement of people to do with curbing the latest COVID-19 outbreak in Shanghai. Tesla still dominating the US car market. Last year, it was 69% of all EVs sold in the US. The year before, it was 79%, so it's coming down. But still, 70% of EVs sold is Tesla. It's a single game in town, unlike here in Europe, where their market share is in decline, and VW is number one. But that's really a result of how many EVs are on sale in Europe, not the US. We've got a massive choice. It's a buffet to pick from of EVs. Can't wait for that market to expand into North America, actually. Tesla asking owners in China who buy multiple vehicles to sign a contract to say they won't sell the car within the first year, because people are making money selling not only the cars, but also the reservation slots they've got to people who want to get further up the queue. And EV routing coming to Apple Maps and CarPlay, initially for the Ford Mach-E, but then the Ford F-150 Lightning, the E-Transit, and more as well, to help integrate your car, its state of charge, and what you see on your phone app. And that's your Briefly for today. See you tomorrow.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Therapy is too expensive. Used to be the end of the conversation. But what if it didn't have to be? With Grow Therapy, care is designed to be affordable, insurance-friendly, and easy to understand. Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.